7. The friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply have helped all kinds of folks in the area with affordable prices and advice from people who provide what you need. They offer quality electrical products from top manufacturers like Siemens and Murray. You'll get the best price and great service on Siemens or Murray electrical panel contractor packs. With a Siemens standalone generator, you can rest assured you won't be left powerless during the next thunder or snowstorm. Closeout deals are available now. Visit MetroElectricSupply.com for the location nearest you and experience the Metro difference.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
It's amazing what Southwest Airline pilots get to see from 35,000 feet, like a new destination to Milwaukee. Now at Southwest Airlines, you can enjoy new nonstop flights from St. Louis to Milwaukee. Find Southwest fares online, only at Southwest.com.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
I dig it. Cool and at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Big Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around.
I love this song.
But none of them want to get with me. But they're at the fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a hello, see? The girls are so
all right, 515. It's Big 550 KTRS. Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. Quick round of introductions. We'll have some stories to kick around. We've got time to take your calls as well. Here are the phone numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Something on your mind as we're heading into the weekend. Love to talk to you. Dan Strauss standing by to take your calls. First quick introduction. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, running the control board, spinning the hits just like this, the one and only Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Here she is, lovely and talented, Tina Dalpiez. She was putting her head on the table right now. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm great. Hang on, I got to think right now. Oh, yeah, happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Cindy. And hi, everybody. And thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dan Strauss.
Hello, Bill. It's a pleasure, as always.
Always a pleasure to see you as well. All right. Again, I'll give you the numbers, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We will talk to you. And let's see, a couple of things. This weekend is the opening of the Peabody Opera House, and I think Joe Hipperson actually earlier today mentioned it. Jay Leno and Aretha Franklin are the big opening guests. Now, have they not done any other shows in there? Or
no,
is this just kind of like they're celebrating the grand opening tonight with this big performance?
They're celebrating the grand opening. That used to be the old, Kiel.
Yeah, but I'm saying they haven't done any concerts. This will be like the first big show, or has anything else? Do you know if anybody else has done
it? I don't know if anything else is open there.
Well, it's apparently beautiful. A buddy of mine went down a couple of days ago. I guess they had some sort of like an open house, and they said they'd let people come in and get to walk on the stage and stuff. And they said it's really, really beautiful. And so I think that's great. I don't know if it's a sold-out show or not, but that's a Jay Leno and Aretha friend. That guy, yeah. Every weekend, I think, he does something like...
That's amazing.
I mean, how do you go like that?
He's a robot. I don't think he's human.
You think he's on drugs or something? How could you possibly... I mean, that's a lot of work doing one of those television shows. And then just hop on a plane and go you know, do
he
a
loves
little
doing stand-up.
Yeah. I guess if you love it and you're having a good time, good
Mavis
for you.
Is like, Jay, just stay out. Isn't it Mavis, right?
Yeah.
Mavis.
Yeah, you never really see them together. I mean, you don't really know.
He's always gone. He's always doing
She's
something.
A robot, too, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. But the Peabody Opera House, open for business, big show.
Oprah House.
That's what I said.
Oprah House?
Oprah House.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty rude calling Oprah the size of a house, Bill.
What's the one joke? Your mom is so fat when she sits around the house. She sits around the house.
Around.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, look at what you are you scoffing at me for. That's like a 20 years old, that joke.
20.
I have one brother, Anybody have more than one sibling? You have two sisters?
You do have two sisters.
I do. Oh, okay. All right. Birth order, they say, according to a new study, can affect your job and your salary.
Really?
I read through the study. For me, it's complete opposite, or at least I believe so. We don't really talk finances and stuff in our family, but the firstborn child, according to this study, is usually in a leadership role in the household, and it continues in their career. I'll stop right there. Your sister,
my older
sister,
is a manager,
so. And she's the oldest. She's the oldest. You're the middle.
I am the middle.
You're the middle child. So that's good.
Let me see what the middle child.
Well, hang on. What about you, Tina? Do you have a?
Used to be a manager. Now I have my own business, and I am the oldest.
So that's so far so good. Daniel, what about you?
I was the oldest, and I
and you're here.
Well,
two out of three
ain't bad.
Hey, that's all right. I'm here.
I was an assistant manager at
Sambo's. That is true.
Sambo's.
That is true.
And he's an instructor now.
It comes full circle.
That's right.
All right. This is according to CareerBuilder.com, by the way. The middle child tends to be more of the peacekeeper. Would you agree with that?
Do you find yourself
sort of refereeing fights and things in the family? Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you? Do you have just one sister, Dan?
I have one sister and two brothers.
Okay. The last born is more of the free spirit. Would you agree with that?
Your younger sister.
All right. The CareerBuilder.com survey also found that if you're an only child, you're more likely to earn six figures and to be a top executive.
Because you're spoiled growing up.
Maybe so.
Why don't they have to have other kids?
While workers with siblings are more likely to have job satisfaction. Let's see. Depending on the order of birth, individuals tend to be in certain types of work. The ones who are born first usually go into fields of government, information technology, engineering, and science. I can tell you right now, I went into none of those things.
Yeah.
What about your older sister? She in?
No, not
government,
any of
information
no.
technology, engineering, or science. Middle children often go into law enforcement, firefighting, construction, education, and personal care. Well, I do all those things.
That's my sister.
No, I don't. Your sister?
My sister was a probation officer.
And she's the middle child?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Those born last frequently go into art, design, architecture, or editing, writing, and sales.
That's the youngest?
The youngest. Yeah.
That's my brother. All my kids call him Uncle MacGyver. He can do anything. He can build anything. He can fix anything.
Oh, was that it?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I am AM and the PM.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Hallelujah. The opening of the Peabody Opera House this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what it's named after?
Well, they renamed it the Opera House. I'm not sure if you caught that or heard that.
Oh.
Yes.
It's named after the Peabody Coal Company.
Mm-hmm. That I did not know.
No. John Denver mentioned that coal company in one of his songs.
Oh, he
did? Can I sing the verse for you?
I think we'd love to hear
Sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Well, that's beautiful.
Wow. Man.
It sounded just like him.
I wish I would.
Didn't they have a sign across the river, down at the riverfront on the Illinois side, the Peabody Coal? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mike.
Trivia.
God bless you.
Same to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Trivia fun facts from Mike. No, he just made me think of something by saying, God bless you. There's a story in the news in San Francisco. San Francisco is turned into this. I'm not going to get into it.
They're weird?
They are weird, and they've become more weird. Now, in San Francisco, apparently this kid got in trouble for saying, God bless you, after a kid sneezed in his class.
Yeah.
And this guy got all this teacher, that it's one of the Bay Area high schools, has made a big deal about it. He said that it's not important anymore. That blessing doesn't mean anything or make any sense anymore, this teacher told a Fox affiliate in Sacramento, California. Well, Sacramento, San Francisco, they're pretty close. When you sneeze in the old days, they thought you were dispelling evil spirits out of your body, so they were saying, God bless you for getting rid of evil spirits, but today what you're doing doesn't really make any sense. So if any kid says, God bless you, he takes points away from their grades.
Oh. What?
He deducts points out of their grades.
Oh, I'd fight that.
Well, they are fighting it now, and they're having some sort of a lawsuit or something's going up against this guy. But how stupid. Why would you even start something like that? You would have to know better.
That's ridiculous. Last because
night, oh, go ahead.
No, I think people just do it just out of courtesy and just, God bless you. Sure. It doesn't mean that they're ridding the spirits.
That's like the great.
Okay, go ahead.
The great.
Oh, last night I was at the track at the high school near me, and they have band practice with the little thingies they throw up in the air, those
the baton
flags, and well, they had fake guns, like wooden
guns
and all that. But man, the band director was yelling. He would yell the person's name that maybe was out of line, out of order, or somehow he could tell that their horn was not as loud as the person next to him.
Oh my!
And he had them doing push-ups and stuff.
Wow!
There's a
boys that
doing push-ups.
Yes, 25 push-ups.
There's a lot of band directors are like that because they get into competition. All these high schools get into those competitions, and the competitions are unbelievable. And they have to the color guard with the flags and all that. I mean, they have to be in perfect sync and everything. And then the band when they do their you know, their marches around and make designs in formations.
Yeah, keep
and
watching
stuff.
The guy on the right. Keep watching the guy. It was
Wow. And they're very strict, and they practice. They'll go to practice at 6 a.m. and
it was starting to get dark.
Well, they must have had one of those competitions last weekend out near Wildwood, with Lafayette, right? Lafayette mm-hmm. High School, because my mom lives pretty close to there, and driving through, my brother and I were driving through, and they had a bunch of different high schools that were set up, and they were flipping those things up in the air, and they're in their, you know, little uniforms. It was cool. I had things to do, otherwise I would have pulled in to watch, because it was really impressive, really neat to see. Andy Rooney hits the road this weekend. He is putting the end of his career. He's been at the CBS 60 Minutes. For, let's see, when did he start? Well, he was born. What year do you think Andy Rooney was born?
I know he's 92, so
1919.
1949
is when he started with CBS. He's got a pretty interesting career. When I watch Andy Rooney, now he does come up with some pretty clever and funny stuff, but he always just seems like kind of an angry and mean.
Well, yeah, nowadays guy. It's a lot that's of kind old of people stuff. Like, I don't understand this.
Yeah. And did his eyebrows always look like that?
Yes. He always had real bushy eyebrows.
When he was young?
Yeah.
Nobody told him about bucking?
Trimming?
No, I think that was his thing, though. Yeah, his trademark, the eyebrows.
Like Groucho?
Andy Rooney joined CBS in 1949. He was a writer for Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Whatever the heck that is. I guess that was some sort of a show.
It was the American Idol.
When Godfrey was at his peak on CBS radio and television. Oh, okay, so it was the radio side of CBS. Opened up the show to a lot of different types of show. Was he opened up the show to a lot of variety of viewers? Okay, that's what.
I don't think they had TV back in 49, did they?
Didn't I just say it was the radio?
The radio,
yeah. Radio, yeah. CBS radio is when he began. I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll be his last go round on the air on this coming Sunday night on CBS. Say goodbye to the giant eyebrows. Barry Manilow says that kids can't write music the way that he used to. The young musicians don't write quality music anymore. He came out talking today about a disease that he has. I didn't know. He's got something called
Gozenya disease.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I'm trying to be serious here.
Barely man enough.
Atrial fibrillation. Have you ever heard of that?
Some kind of heart thing.
It skips a heartbeat?
It's a valve thing or something, isn't it? Where it skips? Oh.
Barry Manilow says he's had it for the last 15 years, and he's trying to raise awareness for it and releasing an album to try and raise some money to make people aware of the disease. And in the article he was talking about, he said kids don't know how to write music anymore. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but there you go. All right. This is Larry. Hello, Larry. How are you?
I am great. Yourself?
I'm looking at the screen here. This is kind of a coincidence. We have Chuck and Larry on the phone at the same time. On hold. Chuck is right after you, just like the movie. Sorry. Go ahead, Larry. What's up?
I hope. Well, yeah. Never mind. AM and PM. What happened to Sean Puffy Bolin?
He no longer works here, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
The guy that took his place, the other Sean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sean Streeter?
When he does his commercials for Gerbic Restaurant, I believe the word is eclectic, not eclectic. Just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Very much. Okay. I don't know. I can't say anything. I pronounce opera Oprah. So. This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hey. Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, you know, with the Andy Rooney thing, I heard they were kind of wanted to go with some younger blood. That's why he was kind of forced out / resigned.
They want somebody in their 70s to move in?
Yeah.
They wanted Bagoda. They were going to bring in.
Hey, Bagoda.
Yeah. Sorry, I walked all over the joke.
So, yeah, that's something new. So, you know, younger guy.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Have a good weekend.
Later.
All right.
Hallelujah. How old is Abe Vigoda?
I think he's mid to late 80s.
Wow.
Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. AM and the PM. Hallelujah. So you want to do a medical show and ask what AFib is?
Oh, the atrial...
fibrillation?
Yeah, go ahead.
You've got the four chambers of the heart. The bottom ones are the ventricles. Those are the ones that do the majority of the pushing. On the top, you've got the atriums. Atrial fibrillation is just where they are not contracting the right way. So these are the people that are on blood thinners for a long period of time, because if all of a sudden their heart starts working correctly, if it starts not firing correctly, it means not all the blood's getting pushed out, so then they run a risk of clots, which gets thrown through the system, and that's, you know, not good at all. So it's one of these things where when somebody has it, usually they've had it for like 10, 15 years. So,
well, that's about right. That's what he said. About 15 years he's had it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got people that have had it longer. It's just one of those things that they. It sounds so horrific, but it's really. I mean, it's something that people live with and don't even know that they have it until they go to the doctor and they're like, "Oh, hey, you know, you got, you know, atrial fibrillation." They're like, "No."
So, yeah. Anything related to the heart, people get a little freaked out about, I think.
Wow. And you know what, and they should be, but it's the heart's got so much money thrown at it. It's not like it's, you know, it's not like, I don't know, you've got so many experts in the field. It's very well covered, so.
All right. All right. Thank you, John. Have a good weekend.
No problem.
Carl is right here. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, I had another comment about the Andy Rooney thing. I'd heard earlier in the story, I don't think you mentioned it, but, this was going to be his, like, 1,197th broadcast or commentary.
Okay.
I'm going, wouldn't it be just go ahead and wait or do three more before you retire? To make it even number 1,200, I did 1,200 commentaries. It just seemed like it was kind of ridiculous to quit three before the next major milestone. But
that's how
I'd mention it.
Yeah, I'm looking for the number. I don't see it in this article. But, that sounds about right. That sounds like some crappy pull.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've got three more, and then you can retire on an even number. All right. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh,
I cut him off. Sorry, Carl. This is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Yeah, I've had AFib, and they actually have a treatment for it, and it's pretty serious. They go up through a vein through your groin. They put all these electrodes up there so they can monitor the heart, the electrical heart impulses. Mm-hmm. And then they go in there with a little probe and they start burning your heart to kill parts of the muscle.
Oh my goodness.
Because the electrical pulse that triggers your heartbeat won't travel through dead tissue. So the AFib is caused by multiple sources of this electrical impulse, where normally it's just one pulse, you know, each heartbeat. But with the AFib, it's coming multiple directions. So they go and they try to isolate all those to keep them from triggering irregular heartbeats. It was like a 4.5-hour procedure.
Wow.
So it's...
You're all right? You're all right now? You're all right now, though?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm driving in traffic, so I'm okay.
That's literal heartburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That was kind of weird.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Have a terrific weekend.
All right, you too.
All right. Before we go, there's a new app on the market in the Android market. Well, I guess they're all the same. Smartphone?
No, not necessarily.
They have different apps.
Android
for different,
and the iTunes.
Well, this one's in the Android market, and it's causing a big stink, and I can see why. And it's stupid, and it's the Is My Son Gay app.
What?
And I heard this morning, and sure enough, I went and I looked it up, and it's for real. It's if you think your son is gay, you can download this app. Now, it's completely ridiculous.
Yes and no questions, though? Like
it's
kind
yeah, and I'm going to read you some of the questions. And again, this is stupid, but here. Before he was born, did you wish for a girl?
Oh,
not
see,
really.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Has he ever been in a fight? Does he read the sports page in the newspaper?
Your kid?
Is his best friend a girl? Does he like team sports? Is he modest? Is he a fan of Madonna or Britney Spears? This is what you're paying $269 for, ladies and gentlemen. I'll save you the money.
What was the second one?
The second one, has he ever been in a fight?
Yeah. There's nowadays, kids cannot fight. There's like no tolerance for kids fighting and all this other stuff, and then parents suing other parents.
Does he spend a long time in the bathroom? Oh, well,
we all do that.
Well, yeah.
Well, good grief.
Take a magazine and...
Does he have piercings in his tongue, nose, or ears? Do you wonder about your son's sexual orientation? Are you divorced? Does he like musical comedies? Well,
it's just all general.
It's all $269, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to purchase that, the Is My Son Gay app, complete crap. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. Mike Evans will join us here in just a little bit. The Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic is sponsored by John Field Roofing.
What was that?
And Houston Wiley with your golden.
Come on, Uncle. Tina.
What happened, Dan? What
was
your question,
Dan? Was throwing some stupid stuff out. Go ahead, Dan.
Is your traffic guy gay app?
Okay.
Isn't that mean?
Does he talk about 270 a lot?
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. You're right.
It's his specialty rear end accident.
Oh, boy.
Bumper to bumper.
Yeah, Dan, I see what you're doing. You're getting back at me from yesterday when I said about when Dan Frank was saying about a Monica, and you go, okay.
All right.
Oh, I'll do it.
That's right.
That's right.
I was expecting that. Hey, we're out here in the St. Charles County looking at westbound 70, and you still have stop-and-go traffic approaching 94. And that goes all the way out through T.R. Hughes. We've got a new accident now. It's on eastbound Highway 40, just after Timberlake Manor, and it has the left lane blocked. Southbound 270 is running slow still from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, a little bit heavy between Highway 270, or let's put it the Merrimack River Bridge now, out through Bowles. And then on the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40 is just a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound 55 is rolling up to the Poplar. And this traffic report brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Friday, October 7th and Saturday, October 8th. It's the St. Louis River Rub at Central Parking Lot across from Patio O's by Busch Stadium, where the best barbecue teams compete for the $5,000 payout. And it's free. Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
He was the pitcher who gave up the shot heard round the world. Ralph Branca will join us. Jack Clark will talk about the Cardinal weekend playoff series. And what is the latest on Amanda Knox? We'll find out together Monday morning. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier and Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier and Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier and Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're going to paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're going to pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
What's your idea of a dream home? Well, at the Marvin Window and Door Store, they've been making dreams come true for years. No manufacturer offers more possibilities or more ways to bring your dreams to life. When you combine Marvin Window and Door products with the service they offer, that's a winning combination. So, whether you're remodeling or building a new home, bring your dreams to the Marvin Window and Door Store at 2714 Mercantile Drive in Brentwood, or see their website at marvinstore.com. They'll make your dreams come true.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
If you've ever wanted hardwood floors in your home, now is the time. Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 8th annual warehouse sale at their Crestwood location. This is a two-day only sale with deep manufacturer's discounts on all hardwood flooring, including oak, maple, hickory, exotics, hand-scraped, distressed, and wide-plank hardwood flooring. These prices are so low, they won't be revealed until the sale. Boardwalk is having specials on all pre-finished and unfinished hardwood floors for 2 days only. Stop by and see the demonstrations on installation and refinishing. It's 9000 Watson Road at the corner of Watson and Grant. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100. Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. Make sure your floor is a Boardwalk hardwood floor. Boardwalk hardwood floors, September 30th and October 1st, a special warehouse sale.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
At Advance Auto Parts, get a gallon of Prustone full-strength antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price $16.99.
It's amazing what Southwest Airline pilots get to see from 35,000 feet, like a new destination to Milwaukee. Now at Southwest Airlines, you can enjoy new nonstop flights from St. Louis to Milwaukee. Find Southwest fares online, only at southwest.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
All right, 541, Big Fire 50, KTRS, large morning show in the afternoon. It is Aloha Friday, and it's time to check in with Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price, kitchen, baths, and home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here he is, everybody. Nice Aloha Friday welcome for Mike Evans.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
What's up,
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. According to Las Vegas Insiders, who is the biggest draw in Las Vegas? Elton John, Celine Dion, Cher. Answer in just a minute. Latest on the Dr. Murray trial. First and foremost, shocking statement today came from a paramedic who arrived at the scene, said he believed that they could have saved Michael Jackson if called earlier. Also, yesterday, Michael's head of security testified under oath that when they called 911, he and Dr. Murray were instructed to take Michael Jackson's body off the bed, put it on the floor, and to give him CPR. The security guy testified they took Michael off the bed and they gave him CPR. He also testified that he saw, right at that time, Dr. Conrad Murray collecting bottles of propofol. That was a big deal. Today, the paramedic who was responding to that 911 call said that when they first got to the home, Michael Jackson was laying on the bed. That they removed him from the bed and put him on the floor. That directly contradicts the security guy who said Murray and him removed Michael from the bed and put him on the floor while talking to 911, certainly long before the paramedics got there. So the question for the defense is, if he can't get it right, if he got it wrong about taking Michael's body off the bed, couldn't he have got it wrong about seeing Murray collecting bottles of propofol? I mean, how do you say you take a body off a bed and then when the paramedics get there saying, no, the body was still on the bed? That was a big contradiction today, the first contradiction of the timeline. And I'm sure the defense will try to hang their hat on that along with a lot of other things as the court trial progresses. Michael Jackson's kids are out of the country, headed to Wales to attend Michael Jackson's tribute show in Wales next week. And now we're hearing will not testify. They will not be testifying. What do you think of that? Pretty good stuff today.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I heard that audio of, and I don't know if it was something from his last, right before he died or whatever. It was something I believe they played in court. It was, and it was very hard to listen to. It was really sad. It was him in his regular voice, not that kind of high pitched thing.
The one
thing
where
that
he was
done.
Out of it.
Yeah. It was really sad.
That was a month before he died.
Yeah.
It was a phone conversation with Dr. Murray. It was still on Murray's phone. TV rating news. Operation Repo, you know that goofy show about the goofy family that repos cars and its cameras watch?
Yeah.
No.
You never seen that?
Yeah, no. those they're very heavy set.
Yes.
Yeah.
That show has higher ratings, bigger ratings than the award-winning The Daily Show.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Because they get into big fights with people, and those people are...
And everybody says, I paid the bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and they come out with guns, or then they come out and they try and throw their bodies on the cars and stuff.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Kinds of stuff. They try to set the cars on fire.
Yeah, it's fun.
To prove that there are no hard feelings because of the things Brad Pitt said about his marriage to Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt offered to give Jennifer Aniston's favorite charity $700,000 in exchange for a public face-to-face and photo op of them together.
Wow.
Certainly to make him look better in the eyes of the public.
Right.
Jennifer said no. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's, you know, all that money for a charity. I don't think she likes Brad Pitt anymore. I'm just guessing. And I thought this was interesting. Drivers, chauffeurs for celebrities in England are unionized and make $75,000 a year.
Wow.
Chauffeurs, the drivers for celebrities in this country make about $25,000 a year.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Of course, they get to, you know, to get all the pictures they can and all the stuff they leave behind in the seat cushions, I guess. But, yeah, that's a big difference, $50,000.
Oh, no kid.
Pop quiz question, who's the biggest draw in Vegas? Is it Elton John, Celine Dion, or Cher?
Should be Elton John, but I'm going to guess Cher.
I'm going to go Celine Dion.
Elton John.
I'll say Cher also.
The answer is Elton John.
Oh. Hey, homie.
Uh-oh. You missed it.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along. Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Come on, Cardinals. Come on, Lambs. Rams.
Yeah.
Hughes. Lily Okalani, Lani, Ani, okay, look who in a car, and hoo hoo ho. Kill away, Kamaki, Kaka, hoo. I'm another Kamaki, Kaka, hoo ho. Bye-bye.
Nana Kuli Makawani Yani Oda Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Yeah, you really got to get to him before he gets into that mode. You know, once he starts tapping his, you know,
whatever
it is on the phone, forget about it.
Somebody wanted. Somebody called and said, I guess he had the same stint in his Weezer, and he wanted to ask if the first time Mike went to the bathroom, if it burned really bad, because the guy said it did. It did for him, and he just wanted to ask Mike that. I'm like, well.
Maybe that's an email.
Were you supposed to call him?
Email him kind of question.
No, he was going to be listening, but we can ask him Monday.
Holy moly. All right, that's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up, and we'll have some time to chat with you. If you'd like to call in, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland and airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Gina. Looking at this accident, it's on eastbound 40 after Timberlake Manor. Three cars, police are with it. It's off on the right shoulder. Just a little slow between Chesterfield Parkway East onto where this accident is. Then it runs pretty well up through Highway 270. Little hiccup right around Mason. Now, westbound 40, that is slowing from 270 through Mason. It's heavy again, Maryville Center to Timberlake Manor, Chesterfield Parkway East out to the Boone Bridge. You've got some stop-and-go pockets there. Southbound 270, that's slowing midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40, that is thinned out. Northbound 55 is thinned out. Once you get over the bridge, 5570 eastbound is running slow from about 4th Street to Highway 64. Eastbound 270, that's running slow now. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Constant Contact combines email marketing and social media to give your small business the tools to succeed. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. And on my Smart Living show this weekend, how sweet it is. I'm talking cookies, reading, and music with Grammy Award-winning singer Michelle Branch. She joins me to not only talk about her newest single, Loud Music, but how she's throwing her support behind a national book drive. Plus, kicking your clutter to the curb with our life coach.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu. Presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. If you're one of the thousands of homeowners that's had their home damaged by the storms, please take a moment and contact the area's leading exterior remodeling company, Lane House Construction. We've handled hundreds of insurance claims, so we have the experience to help you get through this very trying process. Lane House Construction is A-rated and an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Lane House won the Super Service Award from Angie's List last year for roofing, siding, and windows. We are local, located at 3814 Lemay Ferry Road in St. Louis County. Lane House Construction doesn't require any money down. We don't get paid until the job is done. If you're unsure if you have damage, give us a call. We'll come out and we'll check the house at no charge. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries. It's just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Iacovelli's Restaurant in Florissant. Online at iacovellis.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883.
Get your dance on with Dance St. Louis. Single tickets are now on sale for the new season, including the Joffrey Ballet. Click DanceSt.Louis.org.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing, I be stroking. I stroke it to the east.
All right, here we go. 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS as we wrap up the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is Phil. Hi, Phil, what's going on?
I got an update for you guys on that Operation Repo show.
Okay.
So if you read the credits at the end of the show, it indicates that although the events are based on actual occurrences that have happened to that business, they're recreated by actors
Oh.
for the cameras.
Well, and isn't that the case for most of those reality shows? I mean, they
right.
Most of it is acting, more of it than you would want to believe.
I don't know. After I saw that, I stopped watching it. They have this, you know, they have the shaky camera.
Oh, they're totally trying to make it look.
Yeah,
like
if you're
going to
react, it stop shaking the camera, right?
Right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Phil.
It's very disappointing. I never watch it again.
All right. Well, I hope it doesn't ruin your weekend, Phil. Okay, so
oh.
It was Phil.
Boy, boy, apparently
Phil
it is.
Was, Phil was pretty depressed about that show. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. What's going on?
I'm calling about the stent the guy was asking about.
Okay.
You talking about for your kidney stones?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty amazing thing to see when they take that out. But, have a terrible urge the whole time you have that in there. That it was so bad that I had hockey tickets for, three games in 2 weeks. I had that thing in. And I couldn't even drink beer when I went because you get the urge that you have to go to the bathroom, and it's painful. So, yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to bother him the whole time he's got it in. Vicodin.
He said he got it out, and then it was still burning.
Yeah.
Did you have that problem, too, after it was removed?
No. I was just in shock when I seen him take the thing out. I couldn't believe something like that was it. Did he explain you what it looked like when they take it out?
No.
No.
I don't even know if you want to know, but I'll tell you.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, great.
I picture, the spring from, those clip pins with the click on it.
Big pin?
Yeah.
Close to that?
The guy's got something that's about 3 foot long and a little thing that he's looking through with it. And on the end, he's pushing a thing through, and it's got, two little snips on it. And the guy's telling me, hey, you're going to have to loosen up here if I'm going to get this out. And, my butt cheeks are tighter than I'm.
Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to be.
You want me to loosen up?
Well, I think you put it in the wrong spot. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, your butt cheeks are
bad. He had to try twice, and it wasn't no fun when he got it out. I was like, holy bleep. No, that wasn't him in. Yes, it was.
How long was it?
Well, Tina, that's
no, the
personal.
Thing that was in there.
Oh.
Yes.
The stent, I'd say, was about 3 or 4 inches long or longer, and then it was curled up on each end, so I guess it won't slip out from your
bladder
or whatever. So,
wow.
Hey, I'll copy. I still got it because I couldn't believe it. I'll scan that thing and send it to you so you can see what a delight it
great.
Is.
Great. All right. Thank you.
I know you can hardly wait. Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Make sure you send it on a Monday through Thursday because I don't want to see it. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Before we get out of here, there's a big push now to get rid of these self-checkout lanes.
I know. I saw that, and I'm very disappointed in that.
In California, Albertsons is a big store out there. And they're one of the first that's getting rid of it. They say they're going to get rid of it completely. They're taking them all out of their stores. I can see it both ways, but I tell you what.
I heard the only reason that people are complaining that they'd like the checkout more is they'd like to conversate with the checkout person.
I don't want to conversate
what
with anybody.
What the heck is wrong with you people?
I know there are people who will argue that, and that's okay, that, it may take away a job from a particular person, but
there's still a person there monitoring the self-checkout.
There's just one person's looking over four of them, and honestly, those things go wrong all the time. You're actually pretty good, they're working.
I love those things. I mean, I will not go through a regular checkout anymore unless I have way more items than you can go through with. I love it, and I love the fact that I can get in and out in 2 minutes and don't have to stand behind somebody.
If you've got five or six things and you can go through there and bag them and see ya, as opposed to waiting behind everybody else.
You take produce through there too?
Sure.
If you do it. If you do it enough,
you know the codes are
exactly.
Right? No, it's. I'll be very disappointed if they get rid of them here in St. Louis.
Let's talk to Evelyn before we leave. Hello, Evelyn.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Evelyn.
I belong to the Sight and Sound organization, and we wanted to thank everyone that listens to your station because without you, our days wouldn't be as happy. And I want to thank you for coming, everyone that came to the walk at Targo Park last Saturday for the blind, and we do appreciate it. And thanks again.
Are you saying we make you happy, Evelyn? Is that what I'm
wow.
hearing?
Yes.
Well, that's very
sweet.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right.
Evelyn.
All right.
Yeah.
How come we're not happy then?
I know you're happy.
All right.
Thank you. Well, we're happy enough just to have you, so that's the main thing.
All right. Well, Evelyn, you sound like a nice lady. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Wow. I think that's perfect.
I know. That, what a way to end the show.
Wow, that's very nice. All right. Boy, too bad we have to talk for 40 seconds. We'll probably ruin it.
40 seconds? What are we going to say?
I just let it go.
I don't know.
Just let it go.
Just let it go. Like fade to black. Just go to
Haley
Quinn.
Nothing more we can say after that.
All right.
Evelyn ended the show. Just
very
right.
Very nice.
Oh, Evelyn. Bill, I hope you have a good first show tomorrow night.
first
trivia night.
First trivia show.
Everybody
tomorrow
tune
night.
In. Come on. It's a premiere.
Starts at
Make Bill
9
proud.
O'clock. Yeah, let's light these phones up. It'll be on after the Cardinal game, too. So hopefully after a Cardinal win tomorrow night. Have a great weekend. It's the Large Morning Show. Talk to you again real soon on the Big 550. See ya.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and